Men. So there's a Tosafot that quotes a Yerushalmi that says Tzarich Leazkir Me'en HaMe'ora VeMe'en Shalosh. We know that in the Birkat HaMazon, the Gemara in the Bavli tells us that you have to mention the occasions. If it's Shabbat, you mention Retzeh. If it's Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, you mention Ya'aleh Ve'yavo, etc. Do you have to mention this also in the Alamihya Beracha Me'en Shalosh, yes or no? So Tosfot quotes a Yerushalmi that says that you have to do it. Says Tosfot, Umihu lo nahagu ha'olam ken. But people don't do it. And it seems that in this Shita, several Dishonim agree with this. The Rashba, the Smag, the Ravad. They say, okay, the Yerushalmi brings it. The Bavli does not. And people don't do it. So it seems that they hold that halacha is that you don't need to mention it at all, even the Chatechila. There are other Rishonim, the Tashbats, the Maharami Rotenburg, and the Rambam in the Tshuvot, that says that you have to mention it. So there's a machlokeshon if you need to mention it or not. Why is that important to know? It's very important to know because what happens if somebody made a mistake and forgot to mention Urtzeh ve'achalitzenu b'yom HaShabbat hazeh, as we say in the Alam Yichya, for example. So Guillermo says, repeat, right?
No.
Ah, okay. I'm just I want to know what opinion, you know. It's machlok edishonim, but maybe you could help us. The point is, the fact that major edishonim hold, that lechatchila, you don't say it, then for sure, if a person made the beracha men shalosh without mentioning, let's say, or ya'aleh ve'yavo, whatever the smaller version, of course, the Yom Tov, etc., of course, the halacha is going to be like the Tosafot, that we don't repeat the beracha. This is halacha lemaase because of those ishonim. Therefore, if a person made a mistake, unlike Birkat HaMazon, if a person made a mistake in the Me'en Shalosh, he does not repeat. Some acharonim said even more. We know that the structure of the Me'en Shalosh, the word Me'en Shalosh, the name, means a smaller version of Shalosh, which means a smaller version of the Birkat HaMazon. It's really the same structure of the Birkat HaMazon. When is it that we say, Urtzeh ve'achalitzen b'yom HaShabbat hazeh? Right before, Ki ata tov metiv lakol. Why? Because it's exactly like Birkat HaMazon, that after the beracha, v'nei Yerushalayim mirakodesh b'mera b'yamenu, v'tivnei Yerushalayim mirakodesh b'yamenu, same thing. There we say, Retzeh, Urtzeh ve'achalitzen b'yom HaShabbat hazeh. Ki ata tov, it's the beracha of atov v'ametiv, the fourth beracha. So exactly where you put it in the Birkat HaMazon, this is where you put it in the Me'en Shalosh. Now in the Birkat HaMazon, if you start the fourth beracha, too late. You lost it. You have to start again from the beginning, if it's Shabbat, for example. You have to start from the beginning of the Birkat HaMazon. So here the Eliyahu Rabba says, okay, beseder. If you missed it, no problem, you missed it. And we said, halacha, you don't have to repeat. But if you started Ki ata tov metiv lakol, can you mention it or not? You don't have to, but can you mention it or not? Says the Eliyahu Rabba, you cannot. Because if it's like the Birkat HaMazon, and the Birkat HaMazon would be the fourth beracha, once you start the fourth beracha, you cannot mention it anymore. So he says not to repeat it. Chacham Avadia disagrees. He says it's a nice comparison, but it's not the Ma'aseh. The Ma'aseh over there, you can't, because the fourth beracha is a full beracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Yikmech HaOlam. Ayel Avinu Malkenu Adirenu. It's a beracha. So there's a problem with beracha levatala, maybe you have sex, etc. But here, it's one beracha, Me'en Shalosh. So wherever you insert it, you're okay. You're still better than not saying it at all. So what does Chacham Avadia say? As long as you didn't finish Baruch Atah Hashem Al Aretz V'Mihya, for example, you still could mention the mention of the Me'en HaMe'ora. But if you didn't completely, b'diavad, you don't have to repeat. B'chavod.